This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, Debbie Bogle joins us from the United Way. You can go to uwdecatur.com to find out about anything we talk about over the next few minutes, or just starting a campaign or being a part of this incredible organization that serves one in four in Macon County. Debbie, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. I'm just gearing up for the food drive. I'm really excited that we're able to have it this year, and just really trying to promote everybody to go online now or the day of and get their donation in for the food drive. It's, you said it earlier today, it's more important now than ever.
And we're still seeing the ripple effect. I mean, we're not anywhere near the end of the need.
Exactly. I mean, this is going to be ongoing. And, you know, I just sent you some information on Alice households. And numbers in 2018, 18% of Macon County's population was considered an Alice population. They're making a certain amount of money. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They're working class folks. Think, you know, the people that are, you know, working in the restaurants and, you know, all of these services that we use every day. And that doesn't include those that are living in poverty, which is 16% of our population. So between the two, that's a really high population of people. And again, these are pre-COVID numbers. And so what does that look like now? We're still finding out, and things are changing daily. And we need to make sure the basic needs of our community are met. I mean, that's the most important thing. We live in a community where we shouldn't have to have people who are hungry or homeless or in need like this. And so we are doing everything we can on our end to make sure that not only the food drive, but campaigns still happen. You know, when you have a crisis like this, and it's hard for everybody, people don't want to ask, you know, their employees to participate because, you know, maybe some employees have been laid off and things like that. But this is when we need it most. This is kind of the cycle of what happens when a community has big layoffs or things like that. When the need is the greatest, that's when it's the hardest to have your community give, because it may just not be there. And so one of the things we're really focusing on is just doing a rollover campaign where you don't have to fill out the form again. It's as simple as sending an email out to your employees. And that way we don't have to come in. You don't have to pass out forms that we drop off. And it's just easy. And we do this for a year and see what happens. And next year, you know, hopefully we can get back to normal.
Yeah, or as normal will be,
exactly.
For sure. All right, uwdecatur.org. And through the United Way, I want to make it clear, the food drive for 501c3 donations are going through credit card transactions, that type of thing. So people will get billed to the United Way, but 100% of those funds are going to the Central Illinois Food Bank.
Exactly. We do this whole day, this whole project for the food drive, and all of it goes directly to purchase food.
Absolutely. So I just want to make sure people worry about administrative costs and all those kind of things, or hey, I gave to the food drive, but I got billed United Way. You guys, we're not a 501c3, the food drive itself. We've been able to keep expenses down so that 100% of what we raise goes to services. And thanks to the generosity of United Way and the Community Foundation and others, we've been able to do that.
Exactly. And we're proud to be able to offer that and help with this. It's needed in our community. And we want to make sure that we are able to do this and people feel safe and secure and know that they're really helping a lot of people with each dollar. And, you know, that can go a long way when you're purchasing food at Central Illinois Food Bank, where, you know, it's 19 cents a pound. I mean, you can get a lot of food for that. And they can choose, the agencies can get the food that they know people will eat. And so there's not a lot of waste. And it just makes it easier all around and more efficient and effective. And I think that's what we really want, is to make sure that when we do give, it's being spent effectively and efficiently.
All right, we've got to take a break. Debbie, we appreciate it. We will check in with you, and thank you for all your work and help. And people can donate now. I'm getting checks in the mail already, but people can go online at uwdecatur.com and through the United Way give with their credit card and make a donation right now.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Debbie Bogle.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.